After devastating storms like Florence, financial assistance from traditional organizations like the Red Cross and FEMA can take a while, and the process can be complicated. And that's if you're even eligible. In one Rock Hill mother's case, financial aid isn't coming, so she, like many others, is turning to another source for help that's becoming more popular, GoFundMe. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
It was 9:30 at night. Nicole Sanchez was resting before her night shift, and her four kids were getting ready for bed.
We were all in the house. I had kids in almost every room, and I was in my room laying down. I heard a really loud crack and a boom.
Her 9-year-old son came barreling into her room, yelling that the neighbor's tree had come down on their rental home. She walked out of her room to see the front part of the house and the living room destroyed. She says the next few hours were a blur as she got her kids safely out of the house.
My job has put us up in a hotel through Wednesday of next week. And then after that, I don't know.
As a renter, Sanchez doesn't have to pay for repairs, but she does need money for food, a future security deposit, furniture, and clothes. The Red Cross reached out to her immediately, but then she says she was told it wasn't giving money to people in her area. For temporary help, she says the group pointed her to a homeless shelter and a food bank. She also doesn't qualify for federal aid because FEMA hasn't made a disaster declaration for York County. So Sanchez made a GoFundMe campaign, like hundreds of other people in the aftermath of Florence. GoFundMe's Catherine Sitchi says people have raised over $1 million for survivors. And she says GoFundMe is becoming a go-to place to give and receive aid.
People see things and they want a way to help. And so we have found that people really come to GoFundMe to do that. And one great thing about GoFundMe is that we can get the money to people very quickly.
Sitchi says it takes 2 to 5 business days for people to receive money once they've made a withdrawal. She also says there's a team of people at GoFundMe who monitor campaigns to make sure they're legitimate. But there are scam artists who take advantage of GoFundMe, and North Carolina officials warn people to be wary. 120 people have donated to Sanchez's campaign. Donations have ranged from $20 to $100, and some people have chosen to leave their names while others remain anonymous. Sanchez says any amount helps.
It's basically just starting us over.
So far, Sanchez has raised over half of her $10,000 goal. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.